Your Oasis in the City, KUVO Jazz. Joining me in the studio today is the YMCA of Metro Denver. The YMCA has served our communities for about 150 years. They have been a vital and significant force, building strong, thriving, and equitable communities since 1875. Now, the YMCA is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to put uplifting principles into practice through programs that build healthy spirit, mind, and body for all. Good morning, Vanessa Pritchett. She is the District Executive Director of the YMCA. Thank you for joining us on KUVO Community Connection.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
You are so welcome. Now, let's talk about the YMCA. Now, the YMCA offers more programs than ever before. Let's start with your programs for families.
Absolutely. So the YMCA of Metro Denver has been around for over 100 years and really impacting people of all ages. And so here at the YMCA, family programs will include kids' night out. We've got family painting classes, swim lessons, and so many other things available for our families. And so we really want to strive to be a place where it's something for the entire community, for everybody in the family.
That's beautiful, because families need to stick together more often.
Absolutely.
It's kind of drifted over the years. So thank goodness for the YMCA. Now let's chat about classes for seniors and the Silver Sneakers.
Yeah, absolutely. So we love our senior population. Our active older adults are very active and engaged in the YMCA spaces. So we've got different Silver Sneaker classes, such as chair yoga, Silver Sneakers classes for weightlifting and things of that nature, body balance prevention and things like that. And so definitely making sure that there's a fun and safe space for our seniors. They also love our aqua fitness classes. They're definitely really popular.
Nice. I see them out there at the pool doing their thing. That's really cool.
Yeah.
It's good to see them be active. That's very important. The older you get, the more active you need to be. All right. So let's talk about something that is very, very big in the community, and that's diabetes. You offer a special program for that?
Absolutely. And so, you know, the YMCA, we've got three pillars: social responsibility, youth development, and healthy living. And within that space, as it focuses on healthy living, the YMCA of Metro Denver provides services for a diabetes prevention program. So we really focus on chronic disease management and ensuring that not only are we incorporating physical activity and focusing on, you know, what we're putting inside of our bodies, but the social connection and the support group piece has, I think, been one of the most important factors of our diabetes prevention program. And I know I've seen our participants grow and thrive in this 11-month program and have stayed connected to the Y within that space. And some of them even work for the Y now. So it's been such an impactful program for sure.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. Now, let's talk about school and kids, because we are rolling up on the holidays and we all know what that means. How do we keep the kids busy during the breaks like Christmas and Thanksgiving, which is coming up in just a couple of weeks? It doesn't seem that like it, but it is.
I know, right? It's around the corner. So the YMCA offers full day out for kiddos. It's an amazing space for them to be able to have fun, know that they're in a safe space, and we really try to be intentional with the curriculum that they're participating in. While school is out, they can still have fun, go for a swim at the Y, get all of the energy out so that they can be picked up and ready for dinner and a good bedtime.
You hope for a good bedtime.
Correct.
Well, you're hoping that they burn enough energy to that they get in the car and go to sleep, right?
Exactly. That's the goal. Yes,
well, that's what parents are hoping.
Yeah.
Very good. So tell me, what other things do you have at the Y? I mean, I know there's a pool, as you had mentioned, weightlifting. Give us some more things that we may not know that you have at the YMCA.
Absolutely. So the YMCA is not just for men, guys. It is for everybody. We are serving the entire community within that space. And so, yes, we have a pool. We've got amazing state-of-the-art equipment. But the YMCA is so much more than a gym and swim. It's a space for you to come and connect, play Mahjong with us or Sudoku Club even. we really pride ourselves on being able to serve the community. Our Center of Generations facility is one of our newer spaces in the city of Centennial, and that is serving teenagers and seniors. And getting to see them kind of cross-collaborate has been just so fun. So we've got our teenagers learning esports in the Center of Generations space, while we've got our seniors in that space doing cooking classes or a puzzle club. I know there's a couple of seniors that go there, and they're learning Spanish together. So again, the YMCA is so much more. But yes, if you want to come over for a swim, we got you.
All right. And is there a fee to come to the YMCA?
You can drop in at the Y and get 3 free days for free, 3 consecutive days. That way you can try it out, you know, and see if it's something that you're interested in. Once you're bought in, you can join the YMCA, but the day drop-in rate would be $10. So you can just come for a swim, hang out in the sauna, hang out in the lobby with me. Let's have a cup of coffee. Why not, right? So
why
a lot
not?
Of opportunity. Yeah.
That's great. Now, how many locations do you have in Colorado?
Absolutely. So we've got 7 YMCA locations, including our Center of Generations, but we serve 28 before and after school sites. We've got 2 preschool sites, 1 in Arvada and 1 in the University Hills space. And then we're all over the city as it relates to youth sports programs.
Beautiful. Is there anything else you'd like to add? Maybe how people can get in touch with the YMCA?
Absolutely. I would say visit our website at denveryMCA.org. Request for more information. We'll follow up with you. And then from there, our goal is to just get connected, bring you into our spaces, and to be able to build that relationship and continue to foster relationships within the community. We are here to serve our community. And so, yeah, come on by. We'd love to see you guys.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Now, what are the hours at the YMCA?
Absolutely. So the hours do range for different locations, but we're open as early as 5 a.m. and we close.
Wow.
I know, right? Really early. The early bird swimmers love that. and we close at 9 p.m. For the weekdays. And then we are open on weekends. Select facilities won't be open on Sundays, but we're doing our best to make sure that we can continue to still serve our community through those hours of operation.
I'm still stuck on the 5 a.m. I can't even roll. I just can't roll out of bed at 5 a.m. I don't understand. And you're saying they're at the pool at 5?
Oh, yes, ma'am. They've got a line waiting and they're ready to go for their swim. And I just got to give props and love to all of our openers who are getting the building open and ready to serve our community. But yeah, we've got some dedicated individuals ready to get their workout at 5 a.m.
Wow. That is great. I guess I'll have to get like that as I get older. Maybe that's how it works.
Absolutely. Hey, you can also be nocturnal and hang out with us in the evenings. Why not? We've got some great yoga classes, gentle yoga classes going on in the evenings. Or if you need to pump it up, we've got body pump classes in the evening as well. Whatever floats your boat.
Whatever floats your boat. I like that saying. Well, you know what? Vanessa, I want to thank you for taking the time away from your busy schedule to come and join us here on KUVO's Community Connection, a Colorado where everyone feels seen and heard.